How long were you guys doing that?
3 hours.
Hey, it's his fault.
I was hobnobbing.
No, just
hobnobbing.
So I just. You could tell, like, people walk by and they start staring.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then dude's like, I know that was you. So you see, you know that sweatshirt I wear with the little barbershop thing?
Yes, yes.
That's the same sweatshirt, but no, that's the same place.
And what is that
place?
From?
It's a dude in Cleveland who had us both on last year.
Oh.
So that's how I know him. He's from Kansas City. So he's right.
Can I tell you with these Chiefs fans?
And like, yeah.
So like, I walk into the I was walking back to my room yesterday, right? And the guy's like, he holds it, and I was like, oh, thanks, man, you know. And he goes, for a Dolphins fan, you know, I had to. And I was like, oh, you're a Dolphins fan? He goes, no, Chiefs.
Enjoy. Wait, how did you know you were a Dolphins fan?
I was wearing a Dolphin sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
I was wearing a Dolphin sweatshirt.
He's like, enjoy.
He's like, enjoy Tyreek Hill. I'm like, hey,
okay.
Don't say that.
All right.
He goes, there's something wrong with that guy. I'm like, yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your three-peat.
Oh, well, we're going to show him.
I just walk around minding my own business. People come up to me. Mm. That dude came up to me. Mm. Now I got to do another.
You going to do a hit?
Yeah.
You don't like
that. No, I'm not doing it now.
Okay.
It's an after show. We don't listen. We don't break up Tobin and Leroy for everything.
Like, only Jeremy Schapp.
Jeremy Schapp.
It's got to be. You got to be a Schapp. If you're a Schapp, we'll allow it.
Yeah.
By the way, if you guys want to go see Morgan Wallen and you want to win a pair of tickets, J-Fig's raising her hand. You look at those prices too, J-Fig, for the Morgan Wallen?
If anyone needs a plus one.
No. See, nobody's going to call you for a plus one because you're going to crop your ass out afterwards.
I was looking at that. I was like, oh. I'm like, that. And how far are those? I'm like, that's not an arena. It's a stadium.
Yeah.
A stadium.
Nosebleeders.
$500 to get in the building for two tickets, basically. Like, listen. I know his songs. I'll throw it on the speaker.
That's what I say.
I'm good, dude.
Speaker's just as good.
And I've seen the Queen. I've seen her already. I don't need to see Miranda Lambert.
Yeah,
you could probably get a cheaper flight to Nashville. Go to her bar.
My wife.
She has a bar?
I texted my wife.
She's like, one of the nicest ones there.
She really wanted tickets, and I was like, hey, $500 to get in the building. I'll do it if you want me to. She goes, my friends are looking into it. I'm like, you don't have friends who can look into it.
Don't encourage them, you know?
Nobody has less people than my wife. Like, she doesn't have, like, you don't have connects.
You don't know her, dude. You don't know what she's doing.
I hope they prove you.
Hey, if they can prove me wrong.
Can I just say this, though? Can I just say this?
Man.
We have connections, but certain people that have the connections we have, it's
don't
as if
help.
We don't even work there.
They don't want to help.
Right?
Us.
Oof, Tannenbaum looking rough at the Senior Bowl.
I mean, he could probably put a hat on.
Run a comb through it, Tannenbaum.
Like, no.
Ooh.
Hey, that hairline is retreating quicker than Deion Sanders. Cover. Look at that.
Anyway, if you guys want to go to see Morgan Wallen, we got a pair of tickets for you. All you got to do is text the word stadium to 20357. Text the word stadium to 20357. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. But your word today, we've been giving a pair away every single day. The word today is stadium. You can stay tuned tomorrow. We'll give you another chance to win. But stadium, text that to 20357, and you can win. Let us get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Heat, they lost. Stuff. You know, can I just say, J-Fig?
Yeah.
Isn't it enough with Max Strus and that fancy ass hair of his? He's annoying.
Why are you like, oh my god,
it's annoying.
Why can't Max Strus just live his life?
All things we're talking about.
Why can't Max Strus just live his life?
It was just he's got the pretty boy hair now, you know.
I mean, he's a handful.
In nicer terms,
hold on.
You've changed, Max Strus.
If you say a pretty boy has pretty boy hair, what are you saying?
It's too pretty.
It's too pretty.
It's too pretty.
It's too pretty.
Would you think he should have a mullet?
I mean, I don't know what it looks like when he doesn't have the headband on. Is he always wearing the headband? What do you think you are, Jaime Jaquez?
What are you hiding, dude? Huh?
It's sweat.
Probably.
What is wrong?
I mean, he can rock it, I guess. It's fine.
I don't like it. He's changed.
What is he, Scott Disick? Cut your hair, dude.
Yeah, listen, come on. Cut your hair, dude.
This guy's worse.
You know what? Steve says Birdman.
He's got that boy band hair.
Yeah.
He does.
He does look a little bit like a crypto.
How much did Max get paid by Cleveland?
Oof. Hot.
Go full Birdman. We saw a non-tattooed Birdman on the plane.
That's true. He kind of looked like a Birdman.
You had
Birdman.
A really good plane, you know? There's a lot
of... he was like plain Birdman. He was built like him. He had a haircut like him. Yeah.
He kind of looked like he could be like modern-day Ragnar Lothbrok.
Yeah. Ah.
Somewhere across between Birdman and George Kittle.
Dude, all I wanted to say was this. Thank God those kids did not get him. You don't even understand.
We already came out on top for the trip.
Yeah.
Just knowing that they're not there.
It was crazy.
Ridiculous.
But other than that, I'm moving on to lunch.
Dude, like...
You are...
But here's the thing, though. Okay, so if Terry Rozier's not...
Why did they mention it like he was the center of the... Right?
I don't know.
They kind of... The way the story... Because here's why. Here's what I hate about... And this is the reporting on this, right? The reporting, to get the click, has to read a certain way. It doesn't have to read about the reality.
This is from Drew Starr. Terry Rozier's stat line of the game in question, March 23rd, 2023, at New Orleans, that he left early. Charlotte guard Terry Rozier left with a sore right foot after scoring 5 points. 5 points, 2 for 4, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 fouls, minus 13, 10 minutes played.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, leaving the game with a sore foot. It's like, oh, dude.
People get sore feet.
Yeah.
You don't know that something happened.
People get dead foot also, but you know, I don't know if you have to leave a game.
Here's the thing, though. This happened last year with the Jonte Porter thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, I'm betting on Jonte Porter. It's never not going to happen again. Like, someone is... Like, there's going to be somebody more prevalent than Jonte Porter where this is going to hit with all the gambling that's going around. It's only... It's like...
Yeah, but I think when they see what has happened, it could be a deterrent. Now, let's keep in mind, some of these situations are not people doing stuff like this. But it's gambling on sports while they're on in the facility because they caught him on their Wi-Fi, which is also, you're not very smart.
Mm. Mm.
So you think you're doing it on your phone, but you're on their company's Wi-Fi.
Right.
That's what happened in the football incident.
Right, with what's his face? Calvin Ridley?
Yeah. Who's also moved on quite well. He's... Where is he in Jacksonville?
Well, he bet when he was injured. He just wasn't allowed to bet.
Right, but he was on the server.
No, I understand that. Right. But I'm just saying, like, he didn't bet on games he was involved in. Like, right. He was hurt.
Right.
You know? Like, that that to me, it was like, they're so sensitive. Like, the NFL guys aren't allowed to do anything. Remember the thing that happened to Bernie? Like,
yeah.
That to me is, like, ridiculous. This is, like... You know, it does have to be one of those things where you're always like, all right.
I think it's part of just life in general is you have rules, and I hate the fact that the people that try to enforce the rules aren't ever smart enough to read through some of these things.
So,
like the Bernie situation or
It says you know. The gambling ring that was accused of conspiring with Jonte Porter to manipulate his performance in NBA games also bet heavily against Rozier in the 2023 game.
So that's what they're investigating.
Yeah, the ring.
Right. They're not investigating him, but they're asking,
Yeah, they're asking, hey, what's up with this?
Yeah, why would they do that? Why would everybody put $300?
Well, because they have to do their due diligence, and they have to.
But you, and all, then you leave
they,
that
here's
game?
What here's what they do. Let me explain you what they do.
No.
They track the bets. Okay? Here's the dumb thing about sports and whatever. Anytime you have an extreme amount of money bet a certain way, it automatically flags that sport. And it automatically flags Vegas. Mm-hmm. And then they start having conversations about it.
Right. And the thing is, apparently, like, he didn't – the reason he's not accused of wrongdoing is after he had this foot injury, he didn't play the rest of the season. So it seems like it was a legitimate injury. Not right. just a, oh, my arm.
Right.
Mm. You know? Mm. So I don't know. But obviously, here's the thing with Twitter, though. All anybody's going to see, all anybody's going to see
is that headline.
Is that headline.
Right. And that's
all they're going to see.
That's the part that annoys the hell out of me.
And also, you know.
He's been playing like crap.
Coincides.
Leroy is so hungry, he wants to investigate an onion ring. Got to tell you. Not on my, not on top of my list. Not a big fan of Blooming Onion. Not a big fan of, like, yeah. Twitter's dangerous. You know what? Twitter's not dangerous.
The people.
People are dangerous because they're not smart enough to know how to read Twitter.
Yeah,
that's it. Don't blame it on Twitter, because blame it on the people that go in there and read the stuff. And get to the conclusion that Twitter wants you to get to.
Leroy, you get confused by a tweet twice a week, if I'm not mistaken.
I understand that.
Well, he's got a lot of catching up to do when
he logs
into Twitter.
Which is why they are dangerous.
No, but guess what? I've gotten better. Like, yes. You best believe I'm keeping that crap to myself. I'm not talking to you three idiots about anything that I read on Twitter, so you can shame me and say, oh, the old don't understand a tweet and all that crap. So
I just keep about it.
No, I just keep it to myself.
For sad.
Or I may whisper, hey Tobes, did you see the thing about the...
fake idiot.
That's right. He said, or you got NBA centled, right? Like, yeah. So, like, now I've learned that I got to first pay attention to the thing, right? See who wrote it. Make sure all the letters are correct. And there's a whole bunch of stuff that I go through before I bring it to the attention to Tobin. Because I know if I ask Tobin or Marcos, right, the first thing they're going to do is make fun of me before they give me the damn answer.
Mm-mm. Let's get to a little cat talk here brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals in the handoff drive-off event. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, or call 832-930-6181. Panthers win 3-0 yestterday. Matthew Tkachuk with a goal and a couple of assists. 3-point night for him. Empty netter for Tkachuk, but he was balling yesterday. The Panthers definitely, like, I thought it was, you know, Paul Maurice has mentioned their grueling schedule. He didn't have him practice this week. They definitely looked like they had a lot of juice, especially in that first period. You could just tell. They looked a lot fresher.
They had the force with them.
Yeah, that's true, J-Fig. It was Star Wars night.
It was
Star Wars night. Here was Tkachuk E. Cheese after the game.
Not only start this homestand with a win, but do it the way you guys did, just so defensively.
Yeah, it was a great effort led by Bob, and I thought Cooley on a special night was so good for us as well. So, you know, at this point in the year, might not make sense to everybody, but you almost need a game like this for, you know, something really special for one of our teammates to. You know, to come to the rink and just give it everything you can, and do it for that guy next to you, which was Cooley tonight. So I thought it was perfect time. I mean, it feels like we've been on the road the whole month. So to come home, we were super jacked up, and then on top of it to play and get this win for Cooley on a special night, it means the world to us.
Feels like Barton kind of sealed the deal there with his goal. He's just that effort. He wins that thing. So I think it's the captain right there.
Yeah, power play got us a big one there on 5-on-3, and got it quick, so we got to play on the power play for the next, you know, minute 55 as well. So, I mean, he's been great for us, for ever since I've been here. I always say it all the time, and he's still so underrated, and people don't fully appreciate what he does for our team, and we're just super lucky to have him.
Barky, he's good. By the way,
I didn't know hockey was familiar with Stevie Wonder.
What do you mean?
Here I am. Here
Saints and
Eleven. Sandals.
Delivered.
I'm yours.
The,
Really? I can't picture, like, Bob and the finish kicking it, you know, Stevie Wonder.
The speaking of the finish, Barkov has been named the captain of Team Finland for the Four Nations.
That's because he already is the captain for half the team. What is it, four?
We are Little Finland.
Four guys?
Yeah.
Four okay. Nations.
Yeah. So
what are the four nations again?
America, Canada, Finland, Sweden.
Hmm.
Russia's banned because of Putin.
Losers.
So Bob gets a vacation.
Oh, all right.
Really? Oh, yeah, because, you know, they don't have... Because Russia doesn't... They don't do it.
Correct. You want to talk about fixing. They're probably... They'd be worried because Russia would try and fix the Four Nations Cup.
Yeah, how you going to fix it?
Oh, very interesting. We have referee. His name is Igor. Yeah, oh, too bad. Power play for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, too bad. Oh, 5-on-3. Five for fighting.
Wow. Yeah.
We bet under. We call it Scary Terry.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm kidding. Hold on.
Hold on.
Take a break. We'll be back with more after this. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key all this time? Take you guys up until 2 here. We're live from Radio Row in Las Vegas for David Benavidez against David Morrell, a PBC pay-per-view coming up on Amazon Prime. You guys can get that on Saturday. Main card starts at 8 o'clock, so check that on out. Appreciate the folks here at Premier Boxing for flying us out here and providing accommodations. We're staying at New York, New York, the lovely New York, New York, our regular stay. Got a lovely view of the T-Mobile Arena where this fight will go down, and very excited for it. Let us get to 15 minutes of heat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Listen online at HollywoodKia.com. Call 832-930-6181. The Heat, they got thumped yesterday by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 126-106. Tough night for Tall Time. Tall Time, especially Khalil Ware, probably one of his rougher games. It's okay. Hey, look, everybody has to realize now, you got a young team now, all right? It's a young team. It's a young team that's going to go through ups and downs. It's a young team that's got a new lineups that they're trying and combinations that they're trying together, Leroy. So we can't get too crazy about it. They did a great job. They limited Tyler Hero yesterday, especially early on in that game. Tyler, though, I will give him credit. Those referees pissed him off in the middle of that third quarter, and then he went on a heater to get the Heat back in that game.
He got a tech.
He got teed up, and then like went on like a 9-0 run to make it a 10-point game. Unfortunately, you know, he really couldn't. I think the closest they got it to was like 8, and then all hell broke loose. So Spider was that dude yesterday, and Miami will look to bounce back. I guessing they're going to practice tomorrow because they have a couple days off before they fly out. So I guess they'll get up. Would guess they get a practice in and then fly to the San Antonio. Listen, Khalil, you gotta bring it on Saturday, okay, dude? Because listen, you know Victor Wembanyama is lurking, and he already kicked his ass once. He's gonna want that revenge because he dominated Victor Wembanyama. Dominated.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Oh yeah. That is the origin of this new lineup together. So now we get a little looky-loo at it. And I also saw this woman. You know, he's whining about the officiating already. It's like, why don't you do something in the league before you start whining about calls? You want to know who gets bad calls, Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah.
Let me introduce you to Duncan Robinson.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, that's a man who is disrespected by the officials. I mean, you want to talk about fixed games. How does Duncan Robinson not always look at the officials and be like, are you fixing this?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
What?
Relax.
I'm just saying, he gets screwed. He gets no whistle.
Yeah.
He deserves a little whistle.
Who
Duncan Robinson.
Hey, I tell you what, there can be like dunks after every foul goes, I mean, we're still going through this. Huh? Like,
what did I do?
We're still doing this, huh?
Duncan Robinson's like, foul on 55. I'm literally on the bench. Well, sorry. Foul's on Nico. We just assumed. We saw five. We thought it was 55. My bad.
It is crazy. Like, I've never seen a guy with more dumbfounded looks during a basketball game than him. It's crazy.
That Cleveland team is good, though. I mean, they were a smothering defense.
Yeah, really? Because, you know, you remember earlier in the year, you're like, meh.
Oh, I don't fear him. I mean, like, listen, circumstances have changed, obviously, you know. But
at the time, they only had four losses. You were saying, meh.
Gave him one.
Oh, my God.
Took that out with him.
Dude, can I just tell you?
What?
Like.
Now, Kalel wears in Sioux Falls for that game, I believe.
So that's why. Okay.
So it's a different little key. Don't worry about
Listen,
oh, Jackson Dart's about to do something, Froggy.
I do not mind going through the bumps and bruises of this young team.
Jackson,
as long as Spo don't play games with my emotions.
Right. Okay. I get you. Gonna need and he made it clear yesterday. No excuses for this lack of rebounding. He goes, you guys are
exactly.
He goes, oh, tall time this, tall time that. Where are my rebounds? You know, what do you think? This is all just roses and three balls? No.
I mean, Kalel, nothing about it, but tell Kalel I wouldn't be upset if he would at least keep a toe in the paint every now and then. Sometimes he is so far from the brim.
You got to use the Udonis Haslem formula. Udonis Haslem has given these kids wisdom beyond their years, which is the rule of 3 minutes, okay? And that is, you have to grab one rebound for every 3 minutes you're on the floor. At least.
Really? It should be more than that.
At least.
Oh, okay.
At least.
Okay.
One rebound for every 3 minutes you're on the floor.
Okay, and I would say, I would go that if the other team misses 10 shots in a quarter, I don't know how many times teams shoot in a quarter. They probably shoot like 20. So I'm saying, if they miss 10 to 12,
if you play 30,
your big should have four of those.
If you play 30 minutes, that's 10 rebounds.
Oh, okay. I can go with that.
There you go.
I'll go with that.
Look at that.
I think he's worth the sound. I don't think he's just spitballing.
It's a math. Bringing us together.
Yeah. He's like, I kind of like the Udonis Haslem rule.
And that's at least. You know, if you want to overachieve, I would have managed.
That's the bare minimum. That's the all-time leading rebound. That's the bare minimum. And yesterday, he's out there like, rebound? You know, like, listen, are you the warehouse or are you where's Waldo? Let's go. Get out there, get some boards, kid.
Hey, go on.
Not because we have gambling, Rod. I just want to be, it's very sensitive times. This is not because we have a rookie of the year bet landing on it.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
Terry. By the way, can I just say as an aside, I don't bet unders.
I hate it.
I don't bet unders.
I hate it.
I bet unders for the other team.
You gotta, because you know when
I lose.
Here's what happens: if you bet under and they go on that push at the end of the game, you always lose.
Oh yeah, I couldn't live with myself. I'd be like, really? That's how I lost. Same thing with hockey and empty netters. Like, who could live with that? Like, come on, that's how I'm losing. Because the coach thought, oh, you know what? We'll pull the goalie with 4 minutes left. Great.
Right.
Now I lost the line. Jerk.
Can I tell you that I, during my departure from
no,
the show.
No, you can't.
Heard, you know what? We can just skip.
Your departure. Which one was this, Frog Boy?
This one was the most recent one. Most recent.
Okay. You take a lot of departures from the show.
You got a lot.
And Jimmy Butler, samesies, yeah, with the part-time in it.
Just wait till next week, baby. The Hard Rock app got me so angry. Hard Rock app got me so angry that I actually banned betting on a certain sport, and I almost uninstalled the app altogether.
Wow.
So soccer, I don't know if you guys know this, because we don't really bet on soccer a lot.
No, that's the next show.
They only count 90 minutes. So I had a 7-leg parlay, 6 of them hits, the last one was ready to hit, and I look at Google and saw that my team won 5-3, so I was like, perfect, it must have hit. I go to Hard Rock app and it tells me they won 5-3 in overtime. Regulation, Sorry, this it was 3-3, buddy.
You know, this soccer, you know, people
what the
keep
hell
trying to convince me about it. They keep trying to convince me, Froggy. Oh, and you know what?
But what are you doing betting on soccer? You barely watch it.
Like, can I tell you, a
you
fan.
You barely like it.
A fan of the show. A fan of the show.
It is a fair question.
It's a fair question.
A fan of a show messaged me, said, hey, Frog Boy, this is the parlay. Six teams, it's a tournament over 3 days. I put $3K on it. And I said, well, that's good enough for me to put $10 on it.
So he lost too?
He lost. You know what? This is what hurt us most. It was a tournament that took place over 3 days. So by day two, five out of the six teams had already won. So it gives you the early cash out option. His early cash out option was around $12,000. My early cash out would have been like, I don't know, close to $200. But I'm like, ah, Real Madrid will win this last game. And I checked. They won 5-3. Just not in regulation.
Wow. So you think he cashed out?
He did not. Haven't heard from him. Hope he's doing well.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final segment coming on up after this.
This is good, Kanye. This is good, Kanye. Before
the old
he...
Kanye?
Start. This is like when he was just a producer, and then he started coming out with his own stuff, and then everybody's like, Kanye's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Then he, you know, got crazy.
Mm.
I wonder if it was around the time when he started messing with them Kardashians.
He was kind of going crazy before. Remember the Taylor Swift thing?
Oh, that was before Kardashians.
Yeah.
Right.
He net worth the other day came out recently.
He's over a billion.
$2.77 billion.
He got those shoes back?
He got the shoes. He got everything. He's selling, but now he's doing things differently. Like, he's got these hobo looking slippers, but he's selling them at like $20 a pop. Like, as opposed to, you know, outrageously priced
$2,000 Yeezys.
Yeah, for sure. But whatever.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com? Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Do you
tell you
have
what,
windows?
We don't need a window plex here. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. It's sunny. Mm. It's a tad bit breezy. And the 2 seconds that I was outside, it was cold as hell. That's all you need to know.
What's the temperature over there? Tell me.
38.
Lovely.
This morning?
Yeah.
So, like,
it's probably up to about 45, 50.
How many layers do you guys have?
None.
Just a hoodie.
I just got a shirt and
isn't it weird how you have more layers here than you do right now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I can't put too many layers on because I'm only outside for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, we literally walk 100 feet?
But you,
200 feet?
You have more layers here than you do over there.
Yeah, because I'm outside more. And
it's hot.
Listen, at least I know when I come all the way to Vegas that they're going to keep the temperature at an appropriate temperature. The broom at an appropriate temperature. When I'm there, right, you're sweating, I'm shivering, because, like, yeah, we have no idea what the air situation is going to be in that building.
Some kind of vibe is going on in here.
No, the undercard. They're doing the undercard now.
That guy looks like he fixes fights.
Okay.
Well, last time we tried to see a fight fixed, the guy who was supposed to be the fixer lost.
Oh, man. You're not kidding. That was crazy. They're like, yeah, we're going to set you up, kid. Don't worry. You're going to get a nice pro debut. Lost to a garden gnome.
And.
You know, he went on to win a lot of fights in a row.
Really? And he had, and even more so, he had the most expensive outfit on to box I've ever seen.
Ah. All right. Got to look good. Even though if you lose your debut.
Yeah, but the problem is, you don't need to look that good at the convention center.
Nah.
I mean, the Palm Beach Convention Center. We don't need to look that good there.
You've seen fights.
Save you good stuff for TV.
Sketchier areas, I think you've mentioned. Did you guys say you saw a light heavyweight bout at the back of a Checkers?
We saw a bout. We saw a situation where a guy was making his debut, and the promotion set him up with a guy who was very clearly like a welterweight.
Okay.
And we're like, wow, this is going to go badly for the little guy.
Right.
The little guy whooped his ass.
Yep.
Oh. Whooped his ass.
It was like, uh-oh, I don't think this is the way they thought this was going to go.
Pretty strange, though. But, yeah, a lot of hobnobbing going on over here.
Here's the funny thing about all you need to understand about
this
area. The
room sounds more full.
Yeah, well, it definitely is more. I'll give you a little looky-loo, JPEG.
We got a prancer.
A what?
A prancer. She just pranced across. There's a lot of people that are walking around like they're important, but I have questions.
You have questions?
Like, they're not that, I don't know if they're that important.
Look at that, JFig. See?
Very nice.
Listen, the first hour.
Six chandeliers.
The first hour when we're waiting for Starbucks to open, right, is pretty dead.
Which is still crazy to me. That you guys are up before Starbucks.
Right.
Our show starts when Starbucks opens. Our show starts when Starbucks opens.
Strange, though.
So we start 7. They open at 7. But keep in mind, in this casino or this hotel, there's like 3 or 4 of them. So there is a Starbucks that's open, just not the one by us. So I'm not going to just say, you know what I mean?
It was good, though. I appreciate my intangible mocha.
Yeah, it was no macchiato, though.
What are you talking about,
dude?
Did
that extra shot hit the spot?
It did.
It did. It did. We were good.
I needed to be a little bit hyped up on Mountain Dew, Chip.
Now I have to go and, man.
What?
I got cornered. Did you saw the guy?
I saw that.
That
was a prime cornering by him.
Yes.
It was really a great job. Really, really great. So
in and out, yeah, we did in and out. Soon as we touched ground, RVA Richie.
Yep,
we hit it up yesterday, and I gotta tell you, it's Thursday.
You about to go again
at 11? I'm not. See, but here's the problem: it's gonna cost me $15 to get over there and back with the cab.
Total?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a $30 bill now.
Right. Exactly. But I will say this, and Tobin can attest to this. The burger is good. And the price makes it that much better. But sometimes you're playing games and taking risks when you just go get any burger anywhere. Right? Maybe I'll just leave the burger alone for a minute.
How far is it from there?
You do you, dude.
And the other thing is, I also have to save room for tomorrow. I don't know about y'all. Tomorrow I'm acting a fool.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're going to eat at the spot.
Oh, okay, dude.
Herbs and Rye, sure. Is that tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
That is the spot.
Yes. Nice. I cannot bring my glasses.
Tater tots.
I can't bring my glasses because you can't see in there. You need a strobe light to even get into this. Now, we might be able to see better because it'll be dark when we go. Right? Usually, we go last time when it was sunny. And then you go in there and it's dark and you can't see nothing.
Right. I don't know, man. It's going to be fun, though.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. The want to let you guys know before we get out of here is that we're giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen with special guest Miranda Lambert and Brooks and Dunn. At Hard Rock Stadium in July, if you guys want to win, text the word stadium to 20357. That's stadium to 20357. For more info, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. We are in Las Vegas. We'll be here again tomorrow from David Benavidez and David Morrell Radio Row with Brandon Figueroa and Stephen Fulton 2, which is the co-main event.
I'm related to him.
No relation?
Nope. Huh? Maybe. Maybe. I can see similarities.
They're both angry.
And they both hate birds. If you guys want to go to Vegas, We got a contest for you. The Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. Easy to enter. Just download the free Odyssey app. You log in or register for an account. You listen to WQM and any participating station or any participating station. You listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas, a great prize for your chance to win. Just listen to WQM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, and it is a national contest. Check that on out, everybody. And I want to thank again Premier Boxing for having us out here.
Yep.
With travel and accommodations up at the
We got to go holler at our people.
Yeah.
We got to go holler at our people.
So what are you going to do? You're going to go do Chiefs talk? Is that what you're going to
do? Yeah.
These Chiefs, they never get sick of hearing about how great they are, huh?
I got a corner, dude.
They really think they're
something. He needed Leroy to say something.
He put the full.
I saw. I did
see. He put the full court press on.
I saw it. You got pressed.
Yep.
You got full court pressed.
Yep.
Oh, man. It is a wild time out here, though.
It got. Listen.
Action is.
We could hear our voices when we started. Because they were echoing.
Yeah.
Now, I would say, what, there's 300 people in here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely like there's things lining up there on the tripod area.
Look at a little chunky. Is that a little chunky guy?
You can't.
No, I'm talking about on the TV. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Talking about the quarterback.
He looks like a mustacheless Gardner Minshew.
No, he's a little bigger than that, though. He's...
By the way,
that is Strigow?
Yep.
From Minnesota?
Yep. Golden Gopher.
Yeah.
By the way, he did such an annoying thing.
Uh-oh.
Leroy.
What did I do?
Just during the break, because I read one mock draft that had the Dolphins taking a guard, Bucky Brooks, and he goes, told you. And I'm like, he's not the general manager. Okay. He's like, I told you. Bucky Brooks is the Dolphins taking some Alabama guard. He goes, nailed it. Okay. I'm like, what about the other ones that all have taken a safety? No.
Nope. You don't do the same thing. You go, wait, he hasn't come to us and say, guess what so-and-so said? Right. Like, wow. Look at that. Leroy taking strays already. He does the same thing.
Man.
Right? The same thing.
Pretty wild. All right, everybody. That is our show for today. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.